Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, you know what we think about you. We think that's a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to get smarter because our good buddy Jay Minks is back with us. Jay is Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Administaff, which, in the interest of full disclosure, as you should probably know by now, one of our fine sponsors, one of the corporate partners who help us bring you all the things that we bring you. And as you also know, I've been broadcasting live, as I've told you numerous times this week, from the Administaff Small Business Classic here in Houston, actually in Woodlands, which is hard by to Houston. And we've been having a good time. And let's get in here. Jay Minks, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Really glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Thanks for hosting us here and us part of this. It's been a lot of fun this week, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. And I know you've had a chance to play some golf, too.
Just
Jim.
A little bit, yeah. If you call it that. What I play doesn't really pass for golf. But, you know, I told the audience I have low expectations. My goal in golf is nobody gets hurt.
That's great.
Jay, let's talk about the tournament for a second. I told the audience that, you know, as far as I'm concerned, this is the trifecta. We've got small business, we've got golf, and we've got food.
Right.
And if we got those three things together, you know, I'm like a magnet. You know, I'm there. And this has been a great week. But the thing I've kept pointing out to them, yeah, the pros do well. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of stuff going on here. But ultimately, the big winner here are the recipients of the charities that these tournaments contribute to.
Well, you know, that's what it's all about. You have to be involved with a charity to have an event like this, a charity that's specifically designed to run the funds, because all the income goes to the charity. And the charity is hired by a board, and then those funds are distributed out to various charities. And we just choose many. There's many that Administaff already supports.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I don't know, 40 or 50 probably that we're very close to here in the Houston area. And so we'll go ahead and funnel up for the funds we receive for the tournament this year through those charities for the most part. But it does make a difference.
Well, hundreds of thousands of dollars. This is your fifth year.
Right.
And I don't know what the number is, but do you have it offhand?
No, I don't, Jim. We're pushing $1 million that we'll give out to charities.
Incredible.
This year. So.
And just this year?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. And the tournament's growing like leaps and bounds. And, you know, I'm so proud. This is my second tournament to be associated with. I was associated with another one over the years. And when you see how the communities are impacted, that's the reason I encourage people. If you get a chance to volunteer, if you get a chance to just buy a ticket, you're contributing to the community.
Right, absolutely. No question about
it. Jay, one of the things that that we want to talk about today is what's going on in the economy. A lot of small business owners are concerned about the economy, about how things are going, and you know, they're when I talk to them, they're actually not doing so bad right now.
Right.
At this moment, mm-hmm. you know, they're not. They're looking around. They're thinking, well, if it's so bad, why aren't my sales down right now? And that's not everybody, but a lot of people. As I travel around the country and give speeches and talk to folks, I'm not hearing a lot of pain, but I am
right.
hearing a lot of fear.
Right.
The
word's uncertainty, because I've just been out to 16 of our 24 markets here in just the last few weeks, visiting with our salespeople and just, you know, look them in the eye, you know, mm-hmm. see if I see any fear in their eyes. I hope they don't see any fear in mine. but going out and just asking, how's the market? How are things going here? And they, for the most part, what you said is true. They say the market's really pretty good, but there's a lot of uncertainty, and people are it's taking a little longer to close a deal, a little longer people make decisions, so it's elongating the sales cycle. Now, on the other hand, this is really interesting. On the other hand, they're getting to a no quicker when you're on the phase of developing the relationship. And so some folks, our better sales reps, go, it's really great because we get to a no quicker.
Right.
And but when you do have someone that's tracking right along, it takes a little bit longer to get that done.
So what do you learn from that? So what you're saying is that the people who were never going to do business with you anyway,
Correct.
Are going ahead and saying no, right. And you're getting them out, and you're out of their hair, they're
exactly.
out of your hair.
Exactly.
You can move on to more fertile pastures.
Well, that's the plan.
Yeah.
You know, we have two profiles. We have a demographic profile and a psychographic profile. You know, demographic profile is the ones that we reach out to in our marketing and on our radio and direct mail and all the things that we do. But the psychographic profile is something you got to dig out. And mm-hmm. the way you dig that out is a face-to-face meeting.
Spend time with them. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, you know, that's such an important point there. And that's the kind of thing that small business owners should do more of. Is differentiate those two things.
Yes.
Profile. You've got to make sure that you're talking to the people that when you do your marketing, the people who can buy from you, and then when you buy from them, you know, that's when you can actually focus on the individual. Then by we take a quick break. Jay Meeks is our guest, Executive Vice President of Sales Marketing for Administat. It's 20 Till. Gonna be right back. We'll come back. We're gonna talk a little bit more about how we can learn from this guy. That he's running a pretty large and very successful sales organization. You and I can definitely learn from Jay. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Little Steely Dan bringing us back there. Makes me think of some of the entertainment we had this week here at the Administat Classic. Former member of Steely Dan, Michael McDonald, entertained us earlier. Jay, when
it was outstanding, wasn't it?
Oh man, that was incredible. I've always been a big fan.
Yeah.
Jay Meeks, by the way, folks. Jay Meeks is our guest. He's Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Administaff.
I came down here just to see what you were doing, Jim.
Just wanted to see if I actually was working.
Right.
If I was actually doing this every day. Well, I have been every day, 5 days. But we're still broadcasting live from the Administaff Classic. The tournament's coming up. It starts today.
Yep, 10 o'clock.
Goes through the weekend, and they're going to have. It looks like it's going to have great weather.
Oh yes, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
perfect.
And so I had a little rain earlier in the week, but it's going to be a great weekend. Jay, we're talking about folks. We're picking Jay's brain here. He's running an outstanding and quite significant sales organization across the country, a national sales organization. How many salespeople?
370.
Yeah, that's a pretty big organization. And you and I can learn from this guy, ladies and gentlemen, because he's doing it. He's making it happen, and he's a hands-on kind of a guy. So he's out there, you know, in the trenches with the troops, helping them out. We're talking about the economy.
Right.
And one of the things I want to say again, and I want to get your thoughts on this. This is a little bit of a side thought here. Wall Street got us into this mess we're in right now.
Right.
No question about it,
right.
In my mind.
The government got us.
Wall Street and the government.
Yeah.
But small business will lead us out of this. And my audience knows I've been saying this for months. What do you think?
They always do.
Yeah.
I mean, the jobs being created in America are being created in small business. If you look at large companies, they haven't added jobs in years.
Yeah.
And so it really is net jobs. That's what I'm talking about,
net jobs,
of course.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always small business that it's a creative genius of entrepreneurs that make it happen. And we've got thousands of them as clients, and we understand them very well.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've been paying attention for 20 years now to how the candidates, how the politicians, when they refer to small business. And only in the last 8 years, and never before this particular campaign,
mm-hmm.
have I heard small businesses mentioned by so many politicians. And I think that's a good thing.
Well, I agree. I mean, it's a recognition of the work that they do.
Yeah, yeah. They're paying attention, and if they're saying it out loud, if they're saying our name out loud, that means we can get to them from a policy standpoint.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree.
Let's go back to the sales force. We're talking about reaching out and touching folks. You have a philosophy you've been telling your people about how to talk to customers in a challenging time. What's the attitude you should have?
Well, you know, that's one of the communications I had when I was out in the field, was talking about that don't get into a pity party with your prospect or your client. Go ahead and talk and be upbeat. You know, be positive. People want to hang around with positive people.
Yeah.
They do not build monuments to pessimists. Just the way it is.
Say that again.
I said, don't build monuments to pessimists.
That's going to be on the test, ladies and gentlemen, so be sure to write that down.
Get excited. You know, I told our guys, folks, you know, look, there's a point in the process, a point when that first call, when we're making, building rapport and learning about their business, and when you have the person on the other side of the table that's really understanding what's going on, there's perfectly appropriate at some point to get excited. And what I told them, I said, here's how you do it. Here's what you do. You go, you know what? I'm really getting excited. it's not that complicated, Jim. You know, because
but there's one other thing, and this is the key, I think, that what you just said, you got to do that. That's the stage. That's the performance part of it. And I agree with you. And I used to say when I was in sales full time, I had a goal for myself. If at least once a week some prospect or customer didn't say that they admired my enthusiasm, I wasn't being enthusiastic enough.
Right.
Somebody had to comment on that to me once a week. They had to say it out loud. Yeah.
Just have passion.
So you got to have that. But then you got to say, you got to be able to deliver. It can't just be an act. You got to say, and look, I'm excited, but let me tell you why I'm excited. My company, these apples, we're going to provide you. Whatever it is, we're going to help you.
Right.
We want to help you get excited about some stuff or whatever, but we want to be able to help you, and here's how we want to do it.
Yeah.
And of course, part of what you do is you say, what can I do to help you?
Exactly right. You know, someone's got to lead us out of this.
Yeah.
You know, and I've told our folks, why not be us? Let's lead, and then have our clients and prospects come alongside with us and lead us out of this. You know, we're in a funk. We told our folks, look, just turn off the TV.
Yeah.
Turn off the radio and don't read the newspaper.
Well, wait, not the radio.
Well, not Jim Blasting, of course. No, that's mandatory for our folks. You kidding me?
But no, seriously, I've been saying the same thing. Quit listening to the talking heads. Start listening to your customers.
Right, exactly. Because we hear the same thing. We almost get an apology. I've talked to several of our clients that we brought in here this week, and you know, it's almost like the apologetic. You know, really, things are going pretty well for me, but I know it's bad for
everybody. It's almost like they feel guilty, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly, exactly.
We've got to quit feeling that way.
No question about it.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. See, folks, you know how you've heard people who were involved in a wreck, and you know they knew they had were in a wreck. And the first thing they do would look around and say, am I hurt? Am I hurt?
Right.
You know, how can I not be hurt? I just had a wreck.
Yes.
But I think that's what's happened now. We've had a wreck, this economy, and the last 60 days for sure, 45 days at least. And so we're looking around and we're saying, wait a minute. We've just had a wreck. How come I'm not hurt?
Yes.
Why are customers still coming in my business? Should I feel guilty about that? Should I be afraid about that? No. You must be doing something right.
That's exactly right.
And maybe it's not as bad as people think are making it out to be.
Well, you know, we still haven't had any negative GDP growth yet, and that's one of the measurements. And but our economy is so vibrant; it floors me that the things that we can go through in this economy, and we continue just to keep chugging along. Yeah. I still think it's a small business genius and entrepreneurs that make it happen.
Well, there's no question about it. There's a couple of things going on. We'll come back. We're gonna take a quick break. When we come back after these messages, I want to talk a little bit about some of the positive things that are actually part of this economy, like oil prices coming down to $75 a barrel. How about that? Quick break, right back with Jay Meeks, Executive Vice President, Sales and Marketing, Board of Business Staff. It's Tim Till and Jim Bassett. In Texas?
Pretty
in Texas, got to have a little Texas music. There's ZZ Top bringing us back. Welcome back, folks. It's 7 until the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from the Administaff Small Business Classic here in Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston. And the other voice you just heard is Jay Meeks. He just can't wait to get back into the act here, folks. The Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Administaff, one of our great partners, as you know. Jay, as we went to the break, I was talking about some of the things that are really exciting to me about the economy. Number one, oil prices are half of where they were 3 months ago.
Huge.
I said all that during that all that time. There's no reason for oil prices to be that high, and so now it's down under $80 a barrel. That's great for on so many levels.
Yeah.
So that's good news. Other commodity prices are coming down. Food prices ought to be coming down. We've got another thing about unemployment. I'm going to predict right now, the unemployment will not get as bad as people think it was. Well, and now here's why. My economists have said on this show that we may have as many as 2 million jobs going wanting in this country.
Mm-hmm.
That means there are small business owners who need to hire people, and they can't, and they're making do. So when the economy softens, they just don't need that person anymore. That doesn't mean they lay somebody off. That means they just don't hire anybody.
Right.
That's right. That doesn't increase unemployment when that happens.
Well, you just saw the unemployment numbers come out Wednesday about the new applications for unemployment, and it was down below consensus estimates.
Yeah.
It's the small business folks that make it happen. And we go out, one of our messages we're giving to our salespeople is that now's the time to replace your C players with A players.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Go
especially
get your
the ones who are leaving the big companies.
Exactly right. I'm telling you right there, we've been blessed to grow our sales force almost 20% this year because of what's happened. The economy softened up, and we're getting some terrific people now that were displaced from those large businesses.
A lot of small businesses are getting the same thing because they work for a big company. And, you know, I worked for two of the biggest companies in the world for 23 years, you know, off and on, different tenures. And, you know, after the second time, I said, you know what, I'm going to start my own business. All people are doing that. As we wrap up the hour, I want to go back to something that we talked about in the earlier part of the hour with a guy with Infusionsoft on automating the sales, the prospecting management process.
Right.
Now, you guys do that. What can small business owners learn about that? What do they know more about that?
You mentioned earlier about the seven significant touches. Mm-hmm. That's how you stay top of mind with people. And so we do that through our automation process.
Tell us what those are, the touches.
Well, I mean, the direct mail, email, phone call,
demonstration,
face-to-face.
Proposals, things like that. Okay.
Exactly. So, you know, many times I tell folks, you know, you're just about ready to break through and you quit. you stop, you know. And we're in a position where we have this curse of plenty, where there's so many small businesses out there.
Yeah.
We just got a small fraction. We've identified 600,000 small businesses as a target market. So we're kind of in a hurry to get there. And many times our folks will not follow through properly.
Right.
Particularly when they get in front of somebody who should have said yes and said no or not now. So it's critical we keep making those touches. And it's driven primarily by our salesperson. We give them the tools. We give them the training. And it's up to them to execute. I'll make sure that happens.
But then if they follow up with somebody, they spend some time with them, invest some time.
Right.
And these people maybe not now, but maybe later.
Right.
You can't just let them fall off the earth.
Can't.
You got to stay in touch with them. That's where the automation comes in, isn't it?
Yeah, it really makes a difference, Jim, because you are in a systematic way. Everything that we talk about in our sales organization, the marketing organization, it's process driven. It's measured. Mm-hmm. It's systematic. It's duplicatable. You don't have to. How long have people reinventing everything out there? So it's really a process that. That makes a difference long term.
And everything you just said is not a big business principle. It works for small businesses. And 20 years ago, the system that you have, GM would have paid $50 million to get somebody to design it for them, and I wouldn't have had it available to me. Today, kind of automation is available to my tiny company for $49 a month.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. That's maybe more power than they had 20 years ago.
No question about it.
Or as much power as a big company like yours has. You can find it out there, folks. It's there.
No question.
And the automation is there. And you don't have to hire a staff to do that. You don't have to hire an outsourced vendor to do that.
I've met with many folks that have a good solution for a small business that can put them right up at the top.
Yeah.
If a little bit of investing of time and a little energy.
Yeah.
But you have to do it. There's no option.
Right.
There is no option. If you're in business today, you've got to use those tools. And I liked your comment earlier when you said you start working and no one was doing the marketing.
Yeah, right.
You know, and that's
exactly.
20 years ago, 30 years ago, that's it.
Yeah. Jay, we got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here.
Good
job, Jay. Jay Meeks, ladies and gentlemen, Executive Vice President. And by the way, thanks for having us here this week. It's been awesome.
Jim, we love having you. You know that.
I appreciate that. Jay Meeks, Executive Vice President with Administaff. And you know how to find them, folks, Administaff.com. We tell you about them every day. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. And remember what I always tell you, folks, always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.